We are very, very happy to have with us today the iconic Apollo Chorus, Chicago's oldest musical organization and premier volunteer chorus. They've got some special shows that are coming up that we'll tell you about in a moment. But let's just start off with a sampling. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, the Apollo Chorus.
To do every way that you look in the city, there's something exquisite you'll want to visit before the day's through. There are buildings tall as boxwood trees, dress salons and libraries, palaces, museums, 100 strong.
There are wonders like I've never seen. It's all grand
and it's all green.
I think we've found the place where we belong. I want
How about that? How great is that? The Apollo Chorus performing for you this morning. The Apollo Chorus, by the way, founded in 1872, right after the Great Chicago Fire, and performing ever since then. You guys sounded fantastic. Thank you very much. You don't have to be quiet during the... We've got like 100... If there's 700 people in this room right now, there's three. We've got, I'm not sure exactly how many, but quite a chorus. Nice to have you all here with us, and we'll chat with some of you in a minute. But this is Cody Michael Bradley, who's the Prentice conductor, who is also playing the keyboard. Very nice job by
you
also, by the way. Talk to us a little bit about the chorus. And, you know, this obviously a very longstanding organization here in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, so I've actually been a new member of the group. I just moved to Chicago in September. So I've just kind of been thrusted into the group since then, and I'm apprentice conductor. So I've played for some rehearsals. I've helped out with some of the conducting. I helped out this past fall. We did fall and winter. We always do the Messiah, and that's Handel's Messiah. So that's a long-running tradition. And
is there somebody else's Messiah that I don't know?
Maybe
I like
a couple Jim, others,
Jim's Messiah is also a very
Jim's
good
Messiah. We favored Jim's Messiah. We'll stick with Handel's.
Right. Probably
yeah,
a good
we
idea.
We have a cool classics concert we always do. So we just did Mendelssohn's Elijah in March. And so this is then our Broadway concert that we have coming up.
Yeah. So let me just ask, how did you get involved with this? Did you hear about it?
There's a site called Yap Tracker. It's a young artist program tracker that singers and pianists in the opera and musical theater community can join online and see audition postings and anything like that. And last summer, I saw a posting for Apollo Chorus that was looking for singers that they always post for the fall. And so I knew that when I got here to the city, I wanted a chorus to sing with. And so I signed up to audition. And Stephen Alltop, the director, saw that I was a vocal coach and pianist primarily, and asked if I was interested in auditioning and looking into the apprentice conductor position.
Right. Let me just pick a couple. Can you step up to the microphone here for a moment? Yeah, right here. Wait, nobody told me I was going to have to speak. I was told I was only going to be singing here this morning. But I'm just curious how you got started with this and how you began. What's your name, first of all?
My name is Sean Mallory.
Tell me how you got involved, Sean.
Well, the ripple effect from some other choruses. I was in with Old St. Pat's Concert Choir, did a performance of Shims and Nigel, of which Stephen Alltop conducts at Symphony Center. And he announced his chorus at Northwestern University, and several announcements about Apollo drew my interest, so I decided to audition.
And how long have you been with Apollo now?
I'm in my second year.
Second year. How about, you're close to a microphone. Step up to, Either one of them. Whoever's near a microphone is going to get called on this one. You're lucky and back.
I can do that.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Callie Jankovic.
And tell me about your involvement with
this,
Callie.
And I went to a small liberal arts school called Ripon College in Wisconsin, and I worked for a small music festival up there, the Green Lake Festival of Music, and every summer they have what I call the choir nerd camp for adults, the Choral Institute, and Stephen Alltop was the director of that small week chorus experience, and so I moved back home to Chicago after college, and I needed to find some place to sing because it is good for my sanity and my soul. And I walked in, and he looked at me. He's like, I know you. And I've been here for 8 years.
So I'm wondering, is this just like a passion, just like something really fun to be involved in?
Yes. Yeah.
Or like what you're saying is like you'll go nuts. If you're not in a singing group,
absolutely.
If you're not performing somehow, you'll go crazy? Yeah. Anybody on this end? Step on up. Yeah, step up close to the microphone.
I think a lot of people feel that way, and it's great that we're on here and talking about the fact that anyone is welcome to audition, and we'll do another round of auditions next September. But a lot of these people here, they've either been in other choruses or they've moved to the city and said, which happened to me about 11 years ago, gosh, I'm really looking for a chorus. I'd love it to be a chorus that with really high standards, and yet I'm not a professional singer. Some of our choral members have had a lot of vocal training. Some are just sort of great singers, but they come from all walks of life. They're doctors and lawyers and small business owners and educators.
Everything,
and they
yeah.
just say, mm-hmm. you know, I want that experience, not just to sing, but to delve into some really great music.
Yeah.
You probably gathered from some of the things that the stories that have been told that our music director and conductor, Stephen Alltop, is involved with a lot of different organizations
yeah.
around the city and around Chicagoland. And so people come in contact with him, and they hear about this Apollo Chorus of Chicago that he is the conductor of, and audition, and we sort of all come together. We rehearse, you know, regularly once a week, and then you know, we have these concerts coming up. This Broadway concert that's coming up next weekend is two performances. The first time in our 144 years we've ever sung Broadway. But as many people know, there's a lot of great music in Broadway, and so we're tackling it. We're doing some great arrangements.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that coming up. Who's been in longest? How many?
82. I joined.
You've been in for 82 years? You look fantastic.
You win.
Wait.
You've been in for 41 years.
Wow.
Step up for a moment. What's your name?
Anna Faybach.
And how did you get involved with this?
Actually, a friend of mine had joined first that I went to college with her, and she said, there's this group, and I think they're good, and I think you could sing with them.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stay involved with music also after college, and so I tried out, and I just love the chorus, and I swore as long as I lived in Chicago, if I could, I would sing with the Apollo Chorus.
That is so fantastic.
There are so many people in the world who graduate from high school or college and say, okay, I'm done. I can't pursue this as a job, so I can't do it at all.
Right.
And that's ridiculous. I always tell my high school students who cry at the end of the school year that they can't, oh, this is over. I said, no, it's not.
Yeah.
You will go out in the world and you will find your theater and music people.
It can be just beginning for you if
yes.
you want it to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Find a group, find your friends, find your people.
Wow. That speaks volumes of this of the Apollo Chorus and its longevity. Right now, we are thrilled to have the Apollo Chorus in studio with us. You heard them do a song from Wicked a few minutes ago. This time, the Apollo Chorus takes us to Oklahoma.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Many a new face will please my eye. Many a new love will find me. Never had I once looked back to sorrow over the romance behind me. Many a new day will dawn before I do.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
right behind the rain. Sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land,
and the land we belong to is grand.
And when we see
that's amazing. That is so fun. Thank you, guys. The Apollo Chorus in with us this morning. Now, we've got, I think we've got like 20 of the chorus members here with us today. But, Cody, how many total when you get, you know, when the whole band's together?
Total is about 120.
Wow.
So, yeah, a few more. a slightly bigger sound.
Yeah. We need a bigger studio for next year. Clearly. So you have this big Broadway show that's coming up, Apollo on Broadway. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so it's Apollo going to Broadway. We're going to take you to the Great White Way. We have a whole bunch of music. It's a very eclectic program. I've been noticing more and more. We've got, you just heard Oklahoma, and before that you heard One Short Day from Wicked. So in the span of 5 minutes, we spanned about 70 years of music.
Right.
But we've also got, some Jerome Kern. We've got more Rodgers and Hammerstein. We've got Bernstein. We've got just a little of everything. So I think there's a good mix of music for everyone to enjoy. Anyone can find something that they'll enjoy.
And this is going to be next weekend, right, at 4th Presbyterian Church?
Yes, May 6th at 4th Presbyterian Church. That's Friday. And then we have a Mother's Day performance, so it might be a good Mother's Day gift, especially if your mother likes Broadway, or if you want her to like Broadway. take your mother.
Force your mother to like Broadway.
Force your mother to like Broadway.
Nothing exactly. Says happy Mother's Day more than forcing your mother to do anything.
Yep, Weasler and with the Rodgers and Hammerstein.
What
and
mother is not going to love a concert like this, though?
Exactly.
Seriously, right?
Exactly. So that's our Mother's Day performance is on Sunday at 3 o'clock, and that's actually at the First United Church of Oak Park.
Okay. All right, great. and if people want to get tickets for that, they're only $10 to $25, and
yep.
You can get them by going to simply apollochorus.org.
Yep.
Very easy to remember. $10 to $25, apollochorus.org or 312-427-5620. Is there a certain kind of music that's more fun, more challenging? You know, you look forward to more than others?
I think this, you know, in 1 year we've spanned from between Messiah and then getting to, again, The Wicked. You know, we've spanned about 300 years of music. And I think it's difficult putting together older repertoire like the Elijah and Messiah in that there's an audience expectation of what it should sound like. And it's a way of trying to break that mold and create your own interpretation, but also give the audience what they want, you know. And that music has its own difficulty in that sense, in the precision of it. The Broadway music is difficult because there's still that audience expectation, but they're all arrangements. These are all, you know, arrangements that aren't quite like what's in the show. They're solo songs taken into three-part, four-part harmonies. And so giving new life to those and showing them to the audience in a new way while still giving them what they want.
So if people are interested in learning more, participating, joining the chorus, is that possible still?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We, again, as Marie said a little while ago, we have auditions every fall in September, and then again we do another round in the winter in January. So you can go online, you can find out information about that. Like I said, I have yaptracker.com is the name of the website I went to, but there's postings. You know, if you have a friend who sings, there's surely, hopefully someone, you know, it's 2 degrees of separation. You can
right.
find someone who sings with the group or knows right. of a way to get contacted.
Yeah, but if you're interested, if you know somebody who might be, apollochorus.org is certainly a great place to start with that. So the performances, again, will be this coming Friday, May 6th, 7:30 p.m. at 4th Presbyterian Church. And then on Sunday, May 8th, on Mother's Day, 3 p.m. at the First United Church in Oak Park. You can get tickets through apollochorus.org or 312-427-5620. That all sound pretty correct to you?
Sounds good.
What? When will you be doing the music of Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg. That's next year.
Is that going to be next year? Right, start rehearsing.
Spoiler alert. Wasn't supposed to say anything, but there it is. It's out in the open.
It's history in the making. The Apollo Chorus with us this morning. Thank you, guys. You sounded fantastic. Really appreciate it.